I'll just take my reading from what I've been read several times in this series. Romans chapter 8 from verse 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, it says, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Just let me finish. 17 says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified together. That we also may be glorified together. So like I said, I just want to put in memory and to charge you and goad you to action as it touches this thing. So I'll just go under a number of points. And the first point I want you to hold on to, which was said as many times as I remember by Pastor Inka and mentioned also by Pastor Ebu, is that every believer has been established to be led by the Spirit of God. The leading of God is not set apart for certain people. The leading of God is not reserved for pastors or for old men or for deacons or bishops or apostles and the likes. The leading of God is available to you. The leading of God is available to every believer. I remember in one of the messages, somebody said it's like the radio is there, your particular station or particular stations are there available to as many, but it is only those who tune to it who have a benefit of it. The leading of God is for every believer. It doesn't matter how many days you have been born again or you have given your life, the leading of God is available for you. It's what you should never forget. It is what you should always hold on to. It is what you should always put in perspective in your daily living at all times. I am led by the Spirit. I have the Spirit of God and I am led by the Spirit. The scripture we read confirms how that you have the Spirit. He that does not have the Spirit is none of his. So if you say you are his, you have the Spirit. You have the Spirit of God. You have the requirement to be led by God. In small or in big things, in actual sense, you can be led in your everyday living, even to the minutest detail or thing, to the time you ought to be somewhere, to the point or to the color of clothes you ought to wear, to what you ought to say and what you ought not to say, to where you ought to go and where you ought not to go. The leading of God is available for you. Say to yourself, the leading of God is available for me. I have the Spirit of God and I will be led by this. Be led by the Spirit of God. The leading of God is available for you. Amen. The other point I want to make has two seeds, and it is primarily about how you will enjoy or have a benefit of being led by the Spirit. In practical sense, or to say how you would tune yourself or adjust yourself to enjoy the Spirit of God leading you. Amen. And it has two seeds. Number one, it is how that you must give yourself over to the study of God's word. For you to benefit of the leading of God, you must be aligned to God's word. Now, I'm not just talking about reading the scriptures, but I'm talking about allowing the scripture take allowing the scripture have its influence over you. That is, you consciously read the word and you take a step of faith to believe what the word says. The word is read to be believed. The word of God is given to guide our lives. You take in, you become a student of God's word. You look at God's word and you fit yourself under it. You humble yourself under the scriptures, under the word of God, and you allow it become your way, your standard. You take in God's word as your standard of living. It is a simple understanding that for you to know the unknown, you start from the known. And the first way the Spirit of God has communicated to us or to lead us is through the Word. So if you are not a student of the Word, if you have not settled yourself in God's Word, to allow it cage your emotions, to allow it put in check the excesses of or the demands of the body of the carnal mind and flesh, you are not likely going to recognize the Spirit of God when He's speaking to you to do certain things. You need to be in tune. You need to align yourself with the truth of God's word. So, an example. The scripture talks about how He says, as dear children, see that ye also forgive one another as the Lord has forgiven you, and walk in love one towards another. If you do not consciously take up that scripture, receive it as God's word, and take it in, and adjust yourself as one who ought to always forgive and walk in love, when you are on the street and the Lord or the Spirit prompts you to walk in love, you will not hear it. When someone offends you and the Spirit of God prods your heart to forgive, there is no way you are likely going to hear or listen, hear what the Spirit of God is saying, because in actual sense you have not set yourself in the right perspective to receive of God. The Word of God is the basic, it's like the foundation of being led. You must be ready to take it in. You must commit to taking it in. You must commit to taking it in and believing it. That is where faith is involved. The Word of God says that that you are the healed of God. That is where it comes in, and you readjust and you realign yourself, your thinking. The world calls you a failure, but the Word of God describes how that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and you readjust and realign yourself to this truth. And when there is a need to stand in spite of an empty pocket before men and testify of the glory or the goodness of God, you find a confidence to do it, because first you have aligned yourself with the truth. You are not defining yourself by the standards of the world, but you are defining yourself by God's truth that says you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. So when the Spirit leads you, see that man speak to him. See that lady. Talk to her. You do not just first look at your physical appearance or your conduct, but you, because you are inclined and aligned with the truth of God's word, you are confident and you are bold in God's word, you realize that you just easily key into following the leading of God. The leading of God is predicated on the truth and the understanding of God's word. If you've been led by the Spirit and you enjoy the leading of the Spirit daily, you must commit to reading the scriptures daily. You must commit to taking in God's word daily. You say, sir, I don't watch those bad movies. I screen what I watch, I screen what I listen to. Yeah, they might be secular, but I'm not setting a rule whether you should watch a movie or watch secular audio and all that. But it is what you take in that you will bring out. The more you take in God's word, the more that you are readjusted and aligned to allowing the Spirit of God to move you.